You're listening to What the Buck, a podcast where two best friends have drinks and talk smack about a range of topics with local artists and business owners. The original format for this show is a video podcast, so expect some things you can't see, and we're kind of new to this, so expect a few gremlins too. What the Buck.
Oh my god. Hello, Dallas.
What's up, Buck?
Welcome to What the Buck.
Yeah. That hurt me. I'm hurting myself.
Welcome.
Yeah. No, didn't.
Did you
That's
hear
what
it?
She said.
I heard it. You know I got these headphones.
Yeah.
Push your voice into my face. Yeah.
Very hard. Aggressively.
That was the loudest thing, I think.
Well, I'm glad I got mine tuned down, because I could imagine. I told you. You know it was going to be like that.
I did. I was well aware.
That's probably the best intro.
Is that your bad? You haven't watched any of them.
Right?
I'm putting myself at a high standard here, right?
Yeah, well, we are drinking Truly, so I guess we have some standard.
Truly.
We're already like halfway through them, too.
Are we going to do the, here we are.
Truly.
We are not a registered sponsor, but we could be.
We don't own any rights.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes.
Like to sponsor.
But yeah.
I do like these better than the
Are the Bone VV ones the next ones? Yeah,
I've never tried any of those.
I haven't either.
I've definitely tried some White Claws and some Chilis, but I haven't even seen them. It's Bon Iver.
This is
not
a tropical one.
Is it not Bon Iver? Yeah. Well, so
I don't
you
know what
tried
it is.
I think it's... And Tiki Hut has them as their umbrella sponsors.
These have definitely got a wider spectrum of flavors, obviously. They have three different...
Truly's legit. Yeah, they have
three different
one.
White Claw doesn't have those options.
Yeah, not that I saw.
They have one variety pack.
Yes, Truly's has got like at least
but
12
it's
flavors.
A basic bitch drink, so.
Yeah, but these had three basic bitch options.
Yeah. This is true.
Well, there's no.
Like, they're catering to all the Britneys.
Four in each one.
You know
it's got every flavor you could want.
The Britneys, Ashleys, and Beckys.
I mean, it's every, you know, you got lime, citrus, mango, pomegranate.
You know, you got the girl
like,
that won't take her shirt off,
berry.
You got the girl that's wearing a bikini, and the girl in a one piece.
The pomegranate
Truly.
Trash.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Disappointed.
So, I did dig the pineapple joint.
What I will say about them is that they do taste like what they should taste like. Pomegranate.
Water with a hint of
hint of lime.
Water with a kick.
Yeah, see, that to me, that doesn't really taste like pomegranate. But the rest of them, like mango tastes like mango. Pineapples definitely taste like pineapple.
I'm about to get in on the pineapple for the first
time. That tastes like, but like pomegranate also is pomegranate. It's just like a... It's more of just like a slightly sour,
like
juicy. You know, that's more like a, just a weird...
I won't be drinking any more pomegranate.
A weird punch one. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it sucks. I don't want it now.
The pineapple flavor?
I don't want it.
You don't want really. The pineapple one?
No, the pomegranate.
No, yeah. Pomegranate.
I just tried it. I'm honest.
It's
yeah,
all
no,
you, Billy.
I'm a
pomegranate gets a hard fail.
Here we go. So we're just shitting on the pomegranates when you get the tropical one.
True talk.
Just remember that one.
I like that better.
You like that better than pineapple? Like,
yeah.
Well, there you go, Billy. That's on you.
It's flat taste to it. I don't know.
Well, like I said, Truly's are apparently much more flat than White Claws. I forget that.
What do you have? The mango?
Yes, I have the mango. And mango, I'm a mango peach guy.
Let me smack this.
I am. Like, you know that?
Is that your sign?
No, like I'm a mango peach guy. Like I'm just, if it's anything sweet, it's mango or peach. And that's what I always choose. Whatever. If I can get it, that's what I'm going to do.
I had a peach.
That'd be really good mixed with the pineapple.
I had a peach thing at...
Probably
the tiki out the other day, and it was pretty.
Yeah, good. If I'm going sweet like that, that's my flavor is peach mango.
I like Son of a Peach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout great. Out to Hank.
Yeah.
Over at RJ Rockers, my dog.
Yeah, it's a great beer.
All right, so what do we got on the list for today, guys? We're gonna talk about all the shit falling at Billy's house.
Today has been a really bad day for you, bro.
Yeah, like,
we walked straight
we
in.
Talk about that. Look at how big the width of his thing, though, and how much space he gives it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how.
Dude,
everything
we walked in the door and shit started
house.
Flying off the wall.
Oh yeah, let me talk about that. Four different things flew off the wall
so
when we walked inside of his house.
You can literally change the size.
Just flew
of
off
and. Oh, when y'all were inside.
Oh, yeah, when you guys went inside, this whole shit fell off.
I had a
oh,
box
shit.
And some shit.
You're
going to
get her started.
Fell off.
She's about it.
I need to sage my house.
You need to sage your house.
Demons and spirits in here.
Something. You need to stop making it smell like
pumpkin.
What's up,
Mount
Gav?
Yeah.
Literally
you get, you're getting all the spirits coming in here early with all the fall smells you're putting in here.
You literally live with a spirit and a demon.
Bro, it smells like the Ugg store in here.
The Ugg store?
It's a, what'd you say it was? Pumpkin marshmallow?
Pumpkin marshmallow pumpkin.
Personify the smell of fall. Like,
remember when I had the vanilla cookie one?
Yeah, I like that one better than this one.
Oops. I don't know this one.
This one,
you're such
it reminds me of fall. Like, so at least it's not like cinnamony.
See, in the fall time,
I walked into Kroger earlier to fucking. Oh, they put out all the brooms. Oh god! Right at the door, I was all like, "Whoa!" It hit me like a ton of bricks.
I, we got some people
up, Nate. Wait,
I like the,
What's up, Gab?
I like the Christmas tree smelling shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I like the pine. The pine. Yes, I'm a pine guy too. A lot of people don't like pine, but I do.
That I had in here.
This one makes me want to eat shit.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know, man. It kind of makes me feel like I did eat something.
Nah, I don't work like that.
It just reminds me of, like, if Christmas at night.
If you are eating barbecue when you're in front of me and fat. I smell barbecue, even if I just ate, I want barbecue.
Yep.
Pizza comes out, popcorn at the movie theater.
That's my kryptonite.
I can't sit in the movie
theater or pizza?
Popcorn
pizza.
And be like,
I'm a Ninja Turtle fan.
I'm good, but I'm
not. I've actually never been a popcorn fan, but recently, yeah, I gotta get a large popcorn.
At the pizza, at the pizza place, everybody's a pizza fan, and at the
Yeah,
of course.
I mean, there are some great subs at pizza places that people never give fucking.
True.
I see the New York meme. It's like, our gas station's pizza better than
yeah,
pizza.
I did see that.
Restaurant pizza.
Who is it that posted it? I know who posted it. It was funny. It was someone else.
No, to me,
but at the movie theater, everybody's a popcorn fan. Even if you're allergic to popcorn, you're like, ugh.
Can you be allergic?
My big thing is just popcorn. You can be allergic to everything. Yeah.
I mean,
that's I know a bitch allergic to milk.
Water. I mean, I've
daddy.
Water allergies are real.
I know. She's allergic to air.
I speak in words.
Yeah.
She's allergic to everything.
She's allergic to air.
There's people that are allergic to sunlight.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
Remember those little kids on
the street?
Like the Secret Garden?
Yeah. Oh, man.
That happened.
So we just did a hurricane.
Would that be an allergen, though, or is that just a disease at that point?
Busy Bee's on here. Busy Bee did the best hurricane.
Oh, dude.
Yes, I enjoyed that.
I did.
I watched that. I did enjoy that.
That shit had me rolling. These nuts.
They said it after. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, Busy stays with the good hurricane trackage.
Oh, and shout out to the family too. They do a good work, man. That's
awesome. Dude, you gotta have your cameos.
Man, that's
you
so
got, and somebody gotta work that recorder, man.
Right. And they're all doing it together. So yeah, that's awesome. Mad jelly.
Yeah, it's good.
Speaking of hurricanes.
Right.
That happened.
It didn't happen.
Were you here? Who was here? Were you here?
We were all here.
Yeah, I was here. We were all here.
We went swimming.
Yeah, no,
I wasn't.
We went swimming.
The hardest point was like maybe.
Billy's got a baby.
2 and 4 in the morning? Yeah, no, I understand that.
My son can swim, so I'm
right.
We went and had some fun.
Yeah, right. I don't know what I can say on the show and what I can't
say.
He's got to learn sometime,
right? He's got to learn quick. Yeah, we got to teach him young.
Like, come on, man.
I mean, you know, just like Spanish kids, you got to teach them Spanish when they're young. You can't wait till later.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I got plenty of friends that I'm...
But no, it wasn't anything at all.
I mean, I don't know African.
There was some good gusts. Yeah, right. There was some good gusts.
I wouldn't say it wasn't anything. There was definite weather. But as far as...
There was no threat to anything, is what I'm saying.
Compared to Matthew or anything like that?
There was a threat. All that shit had to do was like... Snoop Dogg to the left.
Well, No.
So there was a very high
chance. I'm saying
of
what did happen.
Let's make no mistake about it, America. We understand the severity of the weather situation. We just do this every fucking year. And there's another one coming.
Locals.
So, yeah, we're locals and we got
to go. It was only once. The high was, 30-something, 40-something miles out? No, 40, 50 miles out, I think is what it was.
At the shortest point. Yeah, but at our point, it was like 65.
So, yeah, but like
I mean, there was trees going sideways with wind, but
the waves were up to the dunes.
I did
at
the,
low tide.
I actually went to Folly Field at like 1 in the morning of the
they came,
that
was like,
they came to the dunes, but they
that
didn't.
Was like,
yeah.
Did Hudson's flood again?
24 hours before
they doubtful.
Storm. Man, they flood when pussy gets wet.
I worked at Hudson's for 3 years.
I mean, isn't that the goal?
Where the outside
all the time.
At Hudson's though, where the outside deck goes and meets the floor, when high tide comes up,
that's
it's
water.
Already up there.
That's
so
how it was
like,
the old Worcester.
You're there.
Too.
Like it's already without a storm, there's water up there. It's
just,
water right there.
They're like, oh shit, king tide.
Yeah, exactly. King tide. Like, all right, people, sorry, you gotta walk through water to get to
the
dock. They did redo it. Like 2 years ago, so I'm not really sure what's going on now, but definitely when I was there
it flooded again right after
early bird special, bring your waders.
Right.
Yeah. Take your
shout out to Hudson's.
High time seat yourself.
That would be awesome.
High time discount.
Bring your waiters.
You
hour.
Gotta walk through water to get there. You know,
bro. I'd be about
kayak in. Get your shit.
We have a kayak. Oh my god.
That kayak that Travis brought over to my house is enormous.
That thing is badass.
Super kayak.
For
well,
a while.
I mean,
how many
Travis is a big fella. It's a one. It's
really?
Two at the most, but
okay.
It's still a big kayak.
It can handle a ton. I've seen it.
But
I'm
I,
not worried about this.
I'm not the biggest fan
storm.
Of kayaking. I've kayaked enough in my days, and it is
you're
just not my thing.
How do you kayak enough?
Just growing up on the island. I mean,
you
just
gave me a black joke. Why people kayak?
I used to kayak. I'm not white like that, man. Like, you know that.
Okay.
Fucking, I'm not.
If there's
it's
a
just,
point where
it's
enough,
just, if I don't have a purpose to be traveling somewhere, it's like same thing with skateboarding. I like to skateboard, but I don't like to skateboard for tricks. I like to skateboard to move. Like, I'm a traveler. So, like, if I'm going to an island, which I've done some campsite nights, you know, on an island and stuff, that's fun. But if I'm gonna like kayak around a fucking circle for just a kayak, nah, dude, I'm not about that.
So you're trying to kayak to the
like
sandbar,
the camel,
but not
like
through Palmetto Dunes.
Just for shits and giggles, no, yeah.
I think it'd be
okay. If you were fishing.
I get that. The Palmetto Dunes shit seemed kinda lame. But
what?
Like being out,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, I understand.
Dude,
the lock system is badass.
It's bro, cool. You throw out a line.
But like I said,
yes.
I've done it so
and
much that I didn't
see
it at all.
The only time I'm going in there is if I'm fishing and
that's
there are some
yeah.
Big ass tarpons, big reds,
there's
monster
big
talkers.
Fish in there, dude.
Yeah, but
there's
like paddleboarding through it, like that's lame.
Yeah.
Like to me,
I paddleboard once.
That's all you're doing.
Yeah, I ain't going far on no paddleboard.
But we're talking about kayak. So
yeah.
you get
a it's
kayak,
a
you got a rod
thing.
Holder, dude. You're trolling. Dude.
You can.
And you got
well,
a nice little view.
You
got
to make sure you're also going with the tide and
you
stuff like that, too. Have you ever gone like against a heavy fucking tide in a kayak? That's a
the
bitch.
Hobies.
Yeah, I have.
That's what I'm saying. That's
I'm not
a
trying to
bitch.
Kayak for pleasure. I'm trying.
That's
to
what I'm saying. I want
to
go. Yeah, what's my point? I want
to
purpose.
Kayak,
I want to get
yeah,
to
yeah.
The island I'm camping on or fishing or whatever I'm
but
doing.
But island, Camp Chili Spilly. Yeah.
The only the island that I've always gone off is the one right off the.
Don't Bluffton. Give away big secrets.
The Bluffton.
Don't give away
the one,
big secrets.
I haven't
side of the bridge. I mean, there's like four out there, but you could see it. It's the one.
We go to the one that's across from the oyster factory.
We need to find a place where we can build a hut.
That, I mean, but that's the
yeah,
easiest
the
one
island
to
I'm
to.
Talking about. When I went
one.
There, there was already like a half a fucking compound there.
We need to
really
build a hut.
It was really interesting, but
you're talking about.
I still think.
Prince.
I still think.
Should, yes, I believe.
I still think we should park at like the brewery one night, get wasted, and then go back behind Tabby Walk like we did before.
Bet.
That place was awesome.
Oh yeah, do it, Will and
Will.
Oh my god,
Joe
they got lost.
Kristen
I forgot
got
about
lost
they got lost. The area is only what, like a mile, square
it's,
mile?
No, not even a
dude,
square mile.
It was 0.4 and a half to the spot where you could see light.
Dude, it was crazy. I had to go in there without
the
anything, and I just
here, like,
just go straight and you get there.
I was like, follow
they,
the water.
She
line.
Was apparently, she like they broke
they
down
in circles
for like 4 hours,
the
apparently.
Smallest area.
It's
oh my
crazy.
God! No, I gave Kristen shit forever because she said she was crying.
Yeah,
yeah. And my thing is
four
like
hours though.
It's like the whole concept of like when people are running from a car and they go straight. It's like just take a turn. It's like the opposite. Like don't go in circles. If you just go straight long enough, you'll fucking hit something.
No, because
you know?
When you're traveling through the woods, it's
yeah.
very easy to draw circles. You have to the. Say it's like
was,
when you're
I
left, had, right, left, right.
But
you
this
have to
was
do
also,
a double left. This
I'm
was,
just saying, you either hit 278 or you hit fucking tackle.
Your body
hold
naturally
down.
Drifts.
This
like,
is
just
this was also
straight.
After Matthew. So like
yeah.
everything's fucking
there was
all
of
the
trees.
So you had to climb over, through, around, under.
I'm just saying,
so
I know my sense of direction enough to go straight. Is all I'm saying.
So does Joe.
That's how
like 8 months in the woods growing weed like.
Yeah, but
walking
we're
to and
but we're only going 0.4 miles. That's what I'm saying. Like you can go straight for a minute.
It was when
it's
dark. He. All you gotta do is climb one tree wrong, and then you come out.
I
a
get it,
bit
but
off and you
we all found our way there and back. Is all I'm saying.
Now,
I did it.
You
I
ever
did
got
it
lost?
In the pitch black. I did the same thing.
You ever fucked that up though? It's easy to say
Dallas
you got
never
it if you
fucks
it,
anything.
No,
if you
I'm not saying
it
it's impossible, but for four
Dallas
hours in a 0.4 radius is ridiculous. That's all I'm saying.
To be fair, it was 0.8 into the camp. But 0.4 was when all the lights disappeared.
Yeah. So it's
you can see the lights from the apartment.
You can see, yeah.
What's up, saying, Peter, born in Utah.
Hey.
What's up, man? The truly is
look
not
at,
as
look,
good
look at look Ashley's comment.
Oh, of course not.
That's what you should be doing.
I think
what
it is.
You have, Ashley.
I think it is.
Those
instead. You think it's better? Well,
I like
Buck
it
likes
better.
It.
You don't like the mango?
We
one?
Seem to have I'm come to a conclusion that the Trulies are more juicy and
I like
the White Claws are more bubbly.
White Claws are definitely like some seltzer water.
Can I have that?
Some nasty.
Can I have it's that? Empty. Oh, it's
empty. It's empty. This pomegranate one is
okay. Yeah, take that.
Here you go. Here you go.
It tastes like
yeah, the mangoes are good. The mango's good.
The mango is fucking bomb. Yeah. Just saying. Like I could fuck with those.
Healthy.
What's up, Julie?
If anybody that is watching has questions for Dallas, he is open for
random. Oh, yeah. Apparently, yeah, it's my day.
That goes throughout, throughout the podcast. Yo, give us a shout out for Dallas, and we'll put him on the spot.
Ask him why his shoes used to talk. You can ask him all kind of stuff.
I like that. Out of everything you could have said, that was something.
That was my favorite thing. You're the drummer, and I always felt like when I was
blind. Well, it's because but it's
he's so doing 16s on the bass, and his shoes. When I turn around, his shoes are doing 30 seconds. So I saw it.
Well. I've got chains on my bass pedal, so yeah. What they do is they rub it's the front. Crazy. So, like, most of my shoes don't last more than, like, maybe 2-3 months. So that's why, and I'm, you know, I don't have that much money, so I'm not trying to, like, buy shoes what? That fucking
you're
often.
A rock star.
Wow, rock star. Well, you know, I'm a little closer to rock star coming through the past week.
There, right. Yeah. Sometimes it gets a little easier.
That was a Sharpie.
What was a Sharpie? Oh, shit.
Got him.
Is that
Sharpie
all
on the whiteboard?
No. Oh, God. That should kill me.
That's so funny.
What'd you do?
Just go buy another one real quick. Don't let her know.
Oh, no, the easy...
Kroger's probably got it.
There's an easy way to get
it. Kroger's got everything.
I'm kidding. I got 97% chance they got that.
Was that pretty sweet, though?
That's pretty sweet. Like,
y'all went to the
Kroger's? Yeah, we went to the Kroger's.
Yeah. Dallas.
Yeah, we went in the wrong door.
Yeah, you gotta go in
there. We went in the wrong door. I blame myself.
What, the right side? You went the left side?
We were in the left side, but then it was cool, though.
But the Starbucks is fucking right there, too.
It's still the same presentation. You're just like, oh, everything's the same.
It's a little bit more.
We got to the back row, and I was like, yeah, but Kroger goes that way.
They got toys and shit.
He's like, whoa, that's
weird. I was like, Dallas, they have a toy aisle. He goes, what? Oh, they do have a toy section.
It's like a...
Is it bigger than Walmart? It's like a...
That's
like
not a bigger than Walmart.
Target.
There ain't no way.
It's like a Target.
Physically, no, it's not bigger.
It's not bigger than Walmart.
I fucked up. We should have definitely gone in the other door.
I mean...
And that sells it, because you don't expect to walk into that side of the fucking...
It looks like Target when you walk in.
Yeah.
We're doing excellent. Peter Pierce asked questions. He said, how the hell are you? How the hell are you?
Peter, we're great.
How the hell are you, boys?
I think we're doing fine. I think he gets a point.
Doing pretty good.
Point for Peter.
Point for Peter.
Right?
Oh, God, Peter.
Yeah, what does that say? Born in Utah?
Yeah, that's how
Peter, I Peter, born in Utah.
We're already out of white. Or these aren't even white claws, they're truly.
Yeah, are we only able to... I've got some beers in the car.
You got some beers in the car?
I left them in there, but yeah. My standard.
We can send the ladies up to the store.
There's still Trulies to be drank, boys.
Yeah, we still have other flavors.
Yeah, I'm not touching that fucking pomegranate.
Don't.
Someone's got to drink the pomegranate ones.
But I did. I drank a whole one. That was my first one.
She's like, I got them.
There you go.
Not a fan.
They're the devil's water.
Comparatively, if it was your first one, I understand how you drink it. Because you have low expectations.
The pineapple one's good.
Do we have any Florida Follies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got some?
Yes.
Was there meth involved or
this
not?
This is here we go.
Bath salts, at least.
Viewers, if you think there's meth involved or not when we do these Florida Follies, please comment.
I'm pretty sure that only read this account so that I don't.
And this is just so the past
that
week.
That I don't mess up the game. Yeah, this is now.
This is
so. All of her shit is public, but they're in Gainesville,
and beautiful.
30-year-old woman, I won't even say her name because I don't want to get in that kind of trouble, but apparently she's handcuffed and behind her back, and she slips out of the handcuffs, climbs through the partition in between the gate and the spot, and steals the car.
What? I already know.
She's now back in custody. Her bond is $95,000.
How do you handcuff someone so loose?
Wait. They got no wrists. Attorney listed.
Oh, damn.
Because she straight did that shit.
Yeah, right. What are you gonna do at that point?
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't specify, but I feel like this is more of a judge's panel. and I will let you look at the picture like of Miss Mary.
It looks like she's expecting white privilege really hard.
Let me show you, the camera.
No.
So do we think there would be meth involved or not?
Yes. If you've ever been in the back of a police car, that's a really skinny
that's
partition.
What I don't understand. That's
oh,
what I don't
skinny. I didn't think about skinny.
Yeah.
And right, so she got that chubby face.
Andrew the cuss. Say that there's no meth but PCP.
PCP.
I mean, is there PCP in Florida anymore?
Yes. Well, we're talking flaca, hashtag meth.
Like, it could be
flaca. It's hashtag meth.
She didn't need nobody to say
she doesn't that. Look too unhealthy, let's be honest.
Yeah, no, she's not got meth face. So yeah. She's got some PCP
yet,
on that shit.
Yet.
And that might
that
honestly be honest
overnight.
Why you can squeeze through something so tight. Because that shit
mind
probably
you,
hurt and she didn't give a fuck.
Meth face does not happen overnight.
What would have been better if she'd have had a Newport hanging out of her
that
mouth?
Is,
but I'll tell you what.
You can't do that in the thing.
Regrettable and questionable decisions
that
definitely happen after the first drag.
That's meth leet work right there.
Oh, yeah. Meth, well,
don't do that shit.
Kudos to her. She's got a really big experience points on her life now. So
I think so.
A stolen car.
Like, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, if she gets
cred,
this shit
dude.
Done, yeah.
That's some street cred.
First thing I'm doing when I steal a cop car is lighting up a cigarette. I'll tell you that. So if she does smoke Newports, I bet you she was.
That's what she was smoking.
I'm telling you, that's the first thing I'm doing if I got a mobile.
Peter says he got some whiskey for us.
This one, I know that there's...
okay, thanks. We appreciate... Yeah. You know,
it does
Peter.
A lot of help. I can taste it now.
We'll go should through this sort of...
Yeah, we should. You know
another
what? Talk about some whiskey.
Do? What are we doing? Whiskey?
Talk
it's,
about
it's
some
not,
whiskey.
It's not... I wouldn't... Don't call it whiskey, but...
It's... But you know what?
That's what I said. He where told me that. I'm like, the one day we get me on the show who likes, like, really, you know, just dirty it's, brown and IPAs, bro. We get Fireball and Truly's.
It's a Buckleberry juice.
Buckleberry juice. Listen, it is not Buckleberry
it's
juice.
Buckleberry juice.
Is it is
because
easy.
I coined that phrase.
What's up, Nikki? What's up,
I will
Brian?
Drink some.
Buckleberry drinks the JMO, and you all know it. All
right, so meth or no meth, I think we've all gone meth
fucking,
on that.
That's meth all day.
So here's the next one.
I can see that.
Florida Follies.
This dude's 19 years old. He pulled a gun on a victim in a McDonald's.
Awesome.
Because
when
he asked if she would try his vape pen, she said no. Or actually, she said, are you serious?
So he asked to hit her vape
he
pen
said,
and pulled a gun on the bitch.
Because she wouldn't try his vape pen. Because
she wouldn't try his vape pen.
Yeah.
What a sales tactic.
Like, take these drugs. Nah, man, I'm good. Fuck. Take these fucking drugs, bro.
So I think that might have been...
Maybe turn him up.
That might, right? You might need to turn me up.
Wait, so was there meth involved?
I think y'all should just turn your
was there meth involved?
Turn it down.
No, it's only one
I think there's absolutely drugs involved. Are those, do you think those are hit points? Because I think they're so even that they're not. I think that's something that's happening with his face. You know, I don't think
what are
that's.
What thinking here?
I don't think that's.
There you go, show everyone else.
I don't think that's being hit. I think that's him, he's got like, you know, heat flashes from whatever the fuck he's doing.
I'm gonna go with
definitely
meth
drugs.
Involved. I'm gonna go with meth.
Definitely drugs.
It's Florida.
Definitely
yeah. Like, there's.
Bath salts, whatever.
For every.
Yeah,
these are not official stats.
There's
for
definitely
every
meth on that
10,
one.
I'm not
for
high.
Every 10
I'm
so look how, so look how low his eyes are, too, though.
But I'm saying,
bruh, I'm not
those
high.
Are low eyes.
I'm on
one of his eyes is crooked.
Okay.
Both of his eyes are crooked if you think about it.
Could be Xanax.
Xanax
makes you do some fucked up shit.
And that, he looks like he's barred out.
Dude, Benzo's
the only person
period.
I know that would pull out a gun on somebody on Xanax is Ashley. Everybody else is usually chill.
No, man.
Right?
You put
I've
you
done
Xanax
some,
and some alcohol yeah. together, you do some fucked up shit.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
pass
usually
out
pretty
with my
chill.
Dick in my hand and people walk in the room and find it. Like,
Xanax was the only drug problem I've ever had. I'll say that publicly.
Yeah.
I did that for 3 months. I did.
Hold it down, Tiger. You're just young yet. You still got a couple.
I got a lot to go through. I was taking like 16 milligrams a day, dude. I was like, yeah. I was taking 8 full bars a day.
You sound like
I'm Mr. Ed.
It was bad. I just didn't know what I was doing, man. I walked in. I worked at Hudson's. I walked in the kitchen when I'm off.
How the fuck you gonna know what you're doing on this?
So I'm off though, and
how do
I
you
go.
Remember the story?
You don't need to say that.
Okay, well, one, I was. Well, I don't sell weed anymore. So I was selling weed to my friend at Hudson's.
He had just paused.
Statue.
Hey, no, man. It doesn't matter. I'm good. So I'm so barred out that I go to the dessert station. I'm not working. And I just take a peanut butter pie, whole peanut butter pie, in the middle of the kitchen. Everything's going on, like rush hour, you know, and I'm just start eating this bitch. No fucks. Head chef comes up to me. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just eating this shit, dude. And he just... pretty much said fuck you or whatever. I walked out with it. The next day I came, apologized, and paid for it, and it was fine.
But
did you have a job?
Welcome to the island.
Yeah, no, it was totally fine. I came back and paid for it. I just was like, yeah, I'll buy the pie. I mean, I didn't make a disturbance besides the fact I was standing in the middle of the kitchen eating pie, but...
to fucking Dallas.
I mean, yeah, dude, I just told everybody to suck my dick, but yeah. I didn't do nothing
wrong. No, dude, I did a lot of... Yeah, dude, I said a lot of shit. And I was also... This is also school, too. This is from October to January when I was like a junior in high school. I was fucking... I said some shit to some teachers that I had to apologize the next day. That was me. There's wires over here.
There you go.
Yeah, there's wires. There's wires everywhere.
And the teacher called me out the day she the first day when she said some shit, I don't remember what I said, but I said some nasty things to her or whatever. And she didn't get me in trouble. The next day, I walked in sober and
There meth involved?
No, just amateur.
damn.
But I apologized to her and so she's like, and she appreciated it very much. And then the second the fucking class starts, she immediately calls me out in a good way, like, hey, everyone saw what Dallas... And also, people knew who I was. People knew... A lot of people were on Xanax at this point. There was a fucking almost epidemic happening at Hilden High School in 2014. This is a thing that people will know. It's a real thing. There was, like... It was a very real thing. So everyone fucking knew. So it wasn't a big deal. And she just called me. I was like... And, you know, pretty much just said that she respected that. I apologized and whatever. And I said, you know, thank you. And that was when I also quit. And this was when...
eating peanut butter pie was my bottom.
No, hold on. This is also when...
He's like, I'm pretty sure I quit, but I was on Xanax. No, but listen. So I don't know. They might have fired me.
No, check this out.
I didn't steal a cop car, but I ate a peanut butter pie.
It was from October to January, and when January comes, the whole school, so many people around the school are on it that, like, it's in the morning announcements. Like, they're fucking calling people out. If you have any Xanax,
can you please bring them to me?
Literally, if you know anything, dude, it's the 15-minute period before school starts. You go in the bathroom, there's six kids railing Xanax off a fucking dryer. And one, it's extended release, so it doesn't even work, which is the most ridiculous part. And then two, it's just like, what are you trying to fucking do, kids? Dude, there was a girl, she had to make a presentation, and she gets on to make her science presentation. And
Amy Winehouse and
she's
shit.
And it's also our anatomy and physiology teacher, the one dude who knows if you're on fucking drugs, he's not a fucking retard. And yeah, dude, she was just, and this is a... Sorry, but
super lean.
It was really rough. Like, and everyone knows, because everyone knows everyone's doing Xanax at this point. Because half the kids are literally just fucking doing it. Yeah, it was rough. Yeah. It was a rough time.
I will say these make you burpy.
How can they be fizzy, non-fizzy, and burpy?
I don't know, man.
I'm gonna need a mango one though, because everybody seems.
I'm gonna need. Can you maybe go to the car and get my beers? Maybe. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's legit as a bitch.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That was very nice.
I mean, I'm trying to be nice. I'm just saying. So. I don't know if I'm supposed to get up or not.
No, they always fake sweet. It's like a...
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand what the fuck is in it, because it's sweet, but there's no sugar.
What? There's no sugar in this?
Look at the ingredients. Look at the ingredients. I don't fucking get it.
Zero fat, saturated fat, zero trans fat.
1 gram of sugar.
There's a gram of sugar.
500 grams of sodium, but that's only 1%.
There's a gram of sugar.
Yeah.
Added.
Yeah, do you know how much sugar is in a fucking bottle of Coke?
Right.
36?
Yeah, the weight of the can.
What type of
36,
sugar?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
The alcohol is made from sugar.
Compared to anything else.
I'm just saying.
That's a
for how sweet it tastes.
That's true. Whoa. Cocaine is not that bad.
Oh, are they adding the sugar after, or from? Is it
just
from
kidding.
The alcohol when they make the alcohol?
Well, that's what I was saying. Is the alcohol so sweet because it's made from cane sugar?
It says alcohol from cane sugar, natural flavors, and then it says cane sugar.
And it is only 5%.
They added the extra sugar.
But no, but cane sugar is still sugar, man.
Dude, they literally accidentally added it. There's only like
1%.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Or no, it's 1 gram.
Yeah, which is
so they accidentally.
It's like a White Claw too. It's 100 calories.
It's just weird how sweet it tastes.
It's
sweet.
It's got carbon dioxide in it.
Yeah, but it's not
CO2. That's what fucking.
It's the alcohol.
That's
no. It's just all the fruit.
Carbon dioxide is the bubblies, man.
And mandarina hops.
The fruit has sugar in it.
So they put hops in these bitches.
I'm gonna jump ahead a little bit. For those of you who are watching,
yeast
that wonder who's talking in the background, that's my future weight loss coach.
Oh, there we go.
Ashton Prescott, Beachbody.
Yeah,
Ashton
Prescott. I'm about to be the only dude getting it on this weight loss thing.
No, I'm gonna get
saying this.
I'm gonna get on it.
It happens.
Yeah, but he's gonna be better.
I'm gonna be better for it.
Oh god,
I'm gonna be better for it. It's gonna be amazing.
What is this?
Ashton fruit.
I think I'm gonna try
passion fruit out
there. Yeah, start taking videos of your workouts.
Who wanted the mango?
You ordered mango. I didn't have a passion fruit one either. You already had a mango one though.
Yeah. All right. So no, I'm good. I'll just go to my go-tos.
But you haven't had a passion fruit yet.
Yes, that was my first one, I believe. I've had three already. Oh, yeah, my empty ones right here.
He's still doing it like he's playing Travis, putting them right there behind him.
Oh my god.
Passion fruit's legit.
You know, I love.
Yeah, no, it's not bad.
Actually,
punchy, huh?
I think I'm a different basic bitch than you. I think that's what it's boiled down to. I've been taking the Trulies.
Yeah, so
did you take but I'd be for one,
Billy?
Can you compare them to a White Claw, though?
Did you hear that?
I think they're easier to drink
than if White Claw had a tropical section.
I'm like I said, I'm totally a tropical dude. Although, mango, peach.
Because I believe that's like the lime one would taste the same in all of them.
I'm a lime girl.
The lime
well, you know what would be the probably really good? That's the and you should, you should think about this.
I think they're easier to drink than the White Claws, but as far as like taste factor,
get
I
a
think
bowl
the
of
White
fruit?
Claws tastes
that tastes like fruit
has a stronger
soak
flavor. I
think I
that tastes like the
fizzy.
The passion fruit sweet tea you get at
talk amongst yourself.
What's the place where old Piggly Wiggly and Bluffton
is that wrong though? It's a passion fruit
in Bluffton.
Did you do that?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I can't remember.
Those, they made all the buildings white.
Yep.
Like, really modern.
You like it?
Modernized.
We got some shit going on here.
Dallas knows what's up with the Sweetwater.
Go up.
Ryan. Oh, did we listen to the Tool album?
There's more.
Yes, Ryan, the Tool album is awesome. I'm going to come by for a sandwich in the morning.
I love you, Keith. I don't know if you're still watching.
Shout out to Sprout Mamas. They got awesome bread and fucking...
I did not listen to Tool album.
I haven't either.
Listen yet?
I haven't yet.
But no. It's number one right now.
It was number one, but from everyone I've heard
the
from
Swifties,
a lot of people,
the
Swifties. Or at least comparatively.
Well, most of the metal people that I know that listen to it says it sounds a lot like some of their...
It sounds apparently drony and weak.
Yes.
Is what I've heard.
I saw an article that said that all the Swifties are up in arms.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Wesley? You know this is my shit?
Keith.
Keith LaBeouf, that's my homie that I help.
So
what's up, Keith?
I heard a thing that all the Swifties are up in arms. That
oh, Tool fucking bro seeker.
Bro seeker's on.
Yeah. Oh, the nephew.
On that
what's
show.
Up, nephew?
What's up?
Taylor Swift. Tool dethroned Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so all the Swifties, they dethroned Taylor Swift, and they're all pissed off.
Because they don't get it. The new band Tool.
But what they don't understand is that the people that love Tool actually have jobs.
It's also been like
15
years. Yeah, they pay for the shit instead of doing streaming. And
instead of worried about their mommy and daddy's money.
He wanted to know if you still pound.
All day, cut.
I don't know, man.
Dang, it's Panther Nation,
I don't know if
baby.
You still pounded after that freaking...
listen.
Got a like on
that
the
video
right
I
there.
Just saw.
Oh, with them doing the little...
The hump at each other kind
what
of
is
shit.
That about?
That's like Peter Sword fighting over there.
What did I miss?
So, like... So
I wasn't there.
They go up
so
to each
I can't
other,
comment.
Double tap. And then they...
Who?
The whole...
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
He went to all his boys
and his homegirl.
Like, went to slash.
Oh, shit. We talking about why are sports guys doing dick taps?
I was just going to say la 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 la.
You mad?
I can't hear you.
You getting mad?
Go ahead, pound it. I'll see it.
Who you pounding in Carolina?
Is it just like a competition for like the gayest sports gestures you can do? Is
no, that I saw like, the best memes like the Panthers better watch out because they're going to take over the gayest team over the Cowboys.
Word. Shout out to the gay Cowboys.
But they're still gay.
Right,
Cowboys.
Well, by far. No, but what's the baseball team that does the cup?
Keith
cup
is watching. I see you, Keith.
They that do the little awesome. Cup things. Oh yeah, we already said.
Oh, it. Thanks, Nick. Yeah, we know. Yeah. Oh yeah. Ah yeah.
We're just having a good time with our friends. Oh, somebody. Speaking of. People hating on the podcast.
We playing right now.
Are you muted?
Somebody,
what does that say? Let's mute out of your TV. Like,
somebody hated on Antonio Brown with some shit. Was like, black crybaby, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, he's just a crybaby. Why you gotta throw the black part?
Yeah,
in
why
there?
Does that have to do with that?
And then Buddy was like, I don't see no white boys bitching about their contracts. And instead of what I should have said.
Right,
was,
but wait, didn't Andrew Luck?
No, he just quit altogether.
He quit altogether
like
because he
drama.
Needs a safe
that's
place?
Well, I know it wasn't really a safe place. I think when they put you on like all them pain drugs and all that shit for a while, either you break or you get out of it. You know what I mean? Like, and I think he kind of broke a little bit. But aside from that, white boys get their money without bitching.
He wasn't hungry enough.
They get what they're worth, like, and they know what they're worth.
I didn't want to be all like superiority.
Yeah, no, I get
some
it.
Of these niggas is worth more than you, white boy. Like, yeah. It sucks.
Well, dude, but, like, hey, just, listen, just, as a.
Just look at
it. It sounds awful. No, it sounds awful.
As a white dude, hey, but look, let's talk about anatomy.
It's talent.
You do have.
Yeah, like, you can't.
I mean, it's not even. You don't even have to be a talent, too. I mean, you could look at history and we fucking use black people for fucking. Or physical things for fucking 300 years. And after we didn't have them as slaves, all we did was use them as Olympic athletes. It's the fucking same shit.
They have a different
that shit right up. Like, I know what the fuck.
There's a different Achilles tendon.
No, it has nothing to do with. I'm just saying.
The Achilles tendon setup is completely different.
But when you're meant to bear more, you're meant to bear more.
Instead of making that argument, what I said was, we have an asshole problem in this country, not a color problem. That dude's being an asshole. Period. And I brought up, like, just like Donald Trump being an asshole, blah, blah, blah. Then someone was like, you bring Donald Trump
gotta bring the church, right?
Makes you no different than the racist guy. And I'm like, that makes no sense. Like, I'm saying there's just assholes. I don't care. I up or down on Donald Trump. You don't like him, you like him, whatever. No, he's still an asshole.
My point is that if you can be that ignorant, I'm for real, man. I mean, it's to anyone who cares who's watching this shit. I don't give a fuck. If you truly can support someone who's had so many times, before he was fucking president, he's making fun of retarded people.
Yeah.
Immediately done. Get the fuck out of here. Why is that even a question? Am I wrong?
Not wrong.
How is that wrong? And that's like the 0.2% of what he's done.
Also part of America, too. Like, the fact that I can actually make fun of a retarded person is America.
Sure. But I'm just saying, Perot. Fucking
that's what they wanted here.
That's what it is. That's equality.
Fucking.
And if I was retarded, I would want that. I would prefer.
All I'm just saying is that there are presidents who fucking weren't able to be eligible for presidency because they misspelled a fucking word.
This is true.
So if you can, so the fact that our bar has gone so low is extremely upsetting. That's all I'm saying.
It is upsetting.
That's all I'm saying.
It's cause for concern, no doubt.
It's cause for concern.
All I'm saying is,
how could you put something like that?
The president should be the utmost of the utmost, and there's no doubt that he is not the utmost.
That question is easily answered. How could you put someone like that in office?
My shit's not as loud as y'all's, apparently.
Turn on your TV. Pay for cable for a month.
I know.
And even just basic cable. Turn on your fucking TV, watch a different channel for 3 hours every night, then ask yourself how the fuck President Trump got into fucking office. A different channel. That's news, public access, Nick Jr., all that stupid fucking shit.
Back even to the hurricanes.
And then ask yourself how the fuck the American people put a
when he was in Puerto Rico
for the fucking office.
When he was in Puerto Rico for Matthew and he was shooting out paper towels to the fucking people.
That's people.
How disrespectful is that, though, man? Think about that.
Exactly who we are as a country.
I agree with that. If you're embodying the fucking shittiness of our true country, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I can agree with that, but that's my point. It's shitty. It shouldn't be like that.
There's like people watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians tonight.
I know. Yes.
Like right now.
Yes, like
reruns of that shit.
Reruns.
Remember this one? This is the one where I almost fucking came in my pants with Chloe.
I just watched that.
Used to.
Look, she's like, I already got it on.
That shit hurts, man.
It's just the truth. Like,
it just hurts.
He was on TV. Like, just a little bit.
I also, like, I don't know if it's maybe because I'm also so young. I mean, we're not too far off from each other. But I'm just saying, like, you're telling me the next 30 years that shit's not about to get fucking weird?
Because
if we're already at Trump...
be your father.
Yeah, you could.
It's going to be like Idiot.
Well, yeah, how old are you?
I'm 40.
So. Yeah, you'd be 16, but yeah, you could have
done it.
You could have.
So... like
it's enough of a gap. That's what I'm saying.
My brother's your age. We got a gap like that.
I know enough older people though that like you could tell that they don't really give a shit because they know they won't be here when it happens. And the rest of us are like, no, this shit's about to happen.
I said this last week.
What are we gonna do?
I said, you know, we don't listen to scientists because they're like in 30-35, and I'm like, nigga, I won't be here 30-35.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need to do what you're saying right now.
It's at the point right now. It's like 2070. If we don't fucking stop our trash shit, that like shit's
barely into the second.
You know, all the polar ice caps and you know, global warming is not real.
It's
like,
gonna be the tied score at the end of the game.
Get the fuck out of here.
3-3. Trash ass.
Who are they playing?
Tampa Bay.
God. It's like watching scissor porn. Like, no, nothing ever finishes.
Baby?
You never know when it's over. The two teams just playing.
There's never a splooge moment.
No, it's never over.
What, I know, I missed that.
It just fades to black. Like,
we had...
that's this game.
Generously, we had three seasons of splooge moment. There's three seasons of splooge moment that culminated in the middle of the three.
Sploosh.
And then...
what are we talking about?
The Panthers.
Like, trash.
Yeah, but it's my trash.
But it's my trash. Absolute trash.
Yeah, it's my trash.
We say, but I'm a panda. But I'm a trash panda. I love
no.
We're not talking about trash pandas here tonight.
Oh, yeah. No. They're always on the docket.
Yeah. There's no saying, Buck asked me earlier what I wanted to talk about and what was going on in my life.
I mean, I don't
know. Dallas, what's going on in your life? That's our next segment.
No. I don't know if this is something we can talk about. Can we talk about it? Should we talk about it?
You want.
Should we do it?
Dallas. Oh, fuck. We bring you on here to talk about
whatever
you want.
So Buck earlier asked me, apparently, you know, it's his podcast, so I thought I was going to be...
It's our podcast.
Well, it's...
Aw, thank you.
Well, it's called What the Buck, so I'm just going to throw that out there. But anyway.
It's
yeah, that was cute.
It's clever.
Happy for
you. You made me feel like DJ Envy right now, but I know he's DJ Envy. I just don't want to be Angela Yee. Okay, go ahead.
So Buck asked me earlier, like, what I wanted to talk about, and I was under the impression it was more of like, I'm coming on his show, and I'll, you know, go under his rules and just whatever happens. Yeah.
There are no rules.
So he asked me, like, what's going on in your life, and I'm like, the only thing that's going on, which I said, was the Corey thing. So now we're about to get into this is going to be the one for the...
fucking broccoli moments?
So... Ooh,
can we have broccoli moments every fucking week?
Hey, I mean...
Because we all have them. And we can just call them moments in broccoli.
The broccoli
moments.
Well,
we don't even have to say anything other than broccoli when we discuss it. Broccoli. And that would be so awesome.
Broccoli.
Chop a broccoli.
Really healthy vegetable.
I've got tons of broccoli. All right.
What's that? We got to get a clip of that Sting song where Danny Carvey as Sting talk about chop a broccoli.
Speaking of Sting, quick.
That's my
only claim to fame. I got the Sting birthday. You know, Sammy's got a fucking... Oh my gosh, Freddie Mercury. September. And I was like, well, like, you got me on that one because I just got Sting. Sting's not bad, but it's not Freddie Mercury.
Sting's still alive.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
Sting's also a dick. Did you see this shit that he did? Oh. He's a fucking asshole.
We have an asshole problem in this country. I just spoke.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no.
It's not. Yeah, everybody's eating them.
No.
Everybody's eating
Sting. However you look at it, there's an issue.
Oh, Chris Sparger, what's up?
Oh my goodness.
Right?
Mr. Chris, how are you, sir?
Oh, Chester Kushman.
Hey, we need to be back at Poseidon, cuzzo.
Yeah, so, do we even do one this summer? We haven't. It's been like a year, hasn't it?
I've been there spending money, though. Poseidon. Anyway.
Right.
He's booking,
anyway.
He's booking good shit. I can't complain.
True.
I've been there.
Yeah, no, I mean,
but
definitely the most, I feel like the
we,
most
we have an asshole
acts come to Poseidon,
problem.
I will say that.
Yes. And that doesn't pertain to you, Chris.
It's also like an entitled issue. I read this fucking thing, so you know, the millennials at this point, compared to everyone else,
which
is the title
like
issue.
I just fell into. I didn't know. They're like, it's like,
it's longer than it seems.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I was like, you motherfucker.
I don't think you technically
yeah. Yeah. I was like, you motherfucker.
You're Y or whatever.
So like, you know, what ended up happening was.
83.
I'm the last of it. 96.
Calm down. There's a longer version of millennials than there is of anything, and I don't understand.
Well, no, they have the zennials.
Because it's the way that you, it's the way you perceive technology is the way that they do the generations.
Yeah, but we have the best.
It's the point that you could also
do
the internet.
They call us soft because, you know, we got shit, but they made shit.
But it's like the meme. The meme is like all the fucking baby boomers bitching about participation trophies, but it's like, that was your job.
Yeah.
It's you. We're kids. You're giving them to us. Like, what do you mean? Like, that has nothing to do with us.
It's
you gave us the fucking trophies.
Baby
like,
boomers shut you fucking up. Pay attention. So
they also came right out of World War II.
So wait a minute,
entitled.
Remember, you're trying to tell me that all these millennials are blaming their entitlement on their parents?
No,
so they're
what I'm saying is that,
but they're shirking the buck again.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I'm not going to change. It's because it's your fault.
Hold on,
no.
Like I recognize.
Make
that's
sure you're, yeah, you're fucking the millennials and the zennials up.
Yeah,
we're talking about after like 98 is the zennials. Before all, you know. That's millennials. That's the difference.
You got the
plus
numbers.
Play.
What do we got?
From 1980s.
It says people born between 1985 and 1995 are the most unique generation of all.
That's the millennials.
Here's why. They're in between two generations. The one before the internet and technology took over and the generation after. The generation before us was old school and believed in working hard. The generation after us believes in working smart. We saw it all. Radio, TV, Mario... Waptrick, Nokia, N64, okay.
He's like, it's reading
okay,
my life.
Here we go.
Buck Bishop, this is your life.
PS4, tape CD, okay. CD, DVD, Mix-It, and
I see you, Dalbert. Oh,
Netflix, and Snapchat, emojis, virtual reality.
What up, Destiny?
The generations.
Yeah, let me do this, man. I can.
This is how articulate. We did it in class. You switched to the next person.
Yeah.
The generation before us can be scammed with simple emails. This is what I've been talking about.
That's exactly why they did that.
So for our generation,
can't concentrate that long. ADD. This, all right, next person.
So look, the whole point of this is that
reading really slow. Okay, next.
Yeah.
You know how words of the
come on.
Wait, those were always the bullies too. The dude that couldn't read.
Yeah.
Will always want to fight.
Sure. Yeah. Well, listen, man, I wasn't drunk in class.
Look, so but this. This is the same concept. Is that the same generation that
may or may not have
that's
smoked weed in class.
That's upset at us. That's there upset at us times. For like being glued to our phones are the same generation that can get scammed by a fucking easy ass stupid email. Like whatever. Yeah. That's what this is saying.
That's my dad.
And offering love. The generation after us knows it's better to have four emails, one for serious stuff, social media, financial transactions, and one for experiments for things you don't trust.
Yeah, right.
That's intelligent. Porn. I don't even do that, but
dungeon porn, you can't say.
I've never used an email for fucking porn. If you're getting that far into your porn business and your brain, like I don't know.
Hey man, sometimes they give you cool fucking shit for putting your email address in. You gotta have one.
Dude, sometimes you click on something and it automatically replies all.
Oh yeah. We don't need those. I gotta step my phone game up though, because this,
but seriously, when it comes down to like the baby boomers versus the newer generations, they came straight out of World War II. That's what baby boomers are, if you don't fucking you should probably know. So literally,
white history class.
Yeah, well, some people fucking don't, man. But that's also not even white history class. After World War II, people were born.
That's history class.
That's the point. But so like these are people that are into one of the most newest eras of peace. We've had World War II, World War I. You've had some, you know, altercations since 64 to 68 was fucking Civil War, et cetera, et cetera. Like there's not that much peace time. We've had 100 years of peace since then, or about to. Here.
You're
what
crazy.
I'm saying, I'm talking about on our soil, besides fucking 9/11. Yes, it is. Let's be honest. I'm saying
that was fake anyway. That was fake as the moon.
Of course it was.
So we're not gonna call them taking out the doing what they did to the the Native Americans for the pipeline. We're not gonna call that.
Look, man.
One, I don't think there was any murders.
Civil unrest.
I mean, yes, it's fucking bullshit, but that doesn't mean it's murders. It's not war, is all I'm saying.
But I'm just saying, let's not just paint it completely white.
Yo.
Let's give it a shade of gray.
The top, not even the top 1% of people, but I'll say the top 5% of money.
That's how you paint it white.
Everything's fucked up. Yeah. The money Rambo. The money is controlling everything.
Rambo.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Like,
screws loose.
You make everything look like America's the hero, and now
it's fucking disgusting, dude. I'll say right now.
Freedom is the
I will
only
say right now.
Yeah, America! Fuck yeah!
The illusion of America is the strongest thing I've fucking. It's fucking crazy. Nationalism is crazy.
Yeah.
The
strength
of just the ignorance of support our president or fuck you is crazy. President's not America. America's America. President's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? You should pledge your allegiance. To the flag, as it says, I guess. Sure, that's cool. But not to the president.
Did they even say that still?
But at the same time,
they still say it. What do you mean?
But see, here's the thing. But wait.
Yeah, they fucking do.
Wait.
Here's where
I didn't stay. I honestly, my last 2 years, I stopped.
Hold on. Why would they fucking say that? Here's where what you said gets a little dicey.
I did when I was in school.
What?
Here's what you said gets a little dicey.
Yes, it was a nationalistic situation. I understand.
What does that flag stand for?
Okay, Pledge Allegiance. So the flag doesn't stand for the fucking president.
But does it?
No, it fucking doesn't.
All right. So
because the people have voted for the president.
The people didn't vote for the president.
You also don't
vote for the president.
Let me.
3 million
people
voted.
That's also.
Hold on. Let me also say something about votes.
Right. That's why.
How the fuck do you know what's happening with votes? How does anyone actually know what's happening with votes?
So
whether we fucking pretend like we were voting, you don't know what the fuck's happening. They can do. They can make that whole fake thing and make anyone win at the end. You don't know.
I'm not trying to contradict.
Who's counting?
Oh, we're back into the conspiracy series.
No, we're not doing that. I'm just
like I said.
My point is that you just don't fucking know.
Hat and I'm ready, bro. I don't care.
Somebody farted.
I did.
Well, that shit's stanky, bro.
Yes, I got it.
Oh. God,
make you want to get some cinnamon.
Yeah, right. I need something else in my body.
That is awesome.
I love how he goes off camera for the shot.
I'm like trying to get out of here, man. That's rough over there. Get that fan on or something. I can't for real stand here. This is rough.
That's how it feels with the fan on.
Hold on.
I'm glad. Don't turn that fan on.
Yes, turn the fucking fan on.
That's
God damn.
That's the best ever.
Send this shit my
At
way.
First, I thought it was like, I was going to take it. I was like, you know, sometimes you get the little fart, and you're like, I'll accept. No, I'm saying I'll accept the slight bit of smell. If it goes away, that's fine. Remember, I won't say some shit. But it didn't. It got worse, and that was bad.
I'm 40 years old, bro.
Fuck like, you, dude.
Oh, 4-year-old fucking ass,
this shit
bro.
Gets in there good, boy.
That was
I remember when my dad used to do that to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Mud Pops was the worst, man.
Mud Pops? Yeah, I bet his farts were the fucking worst.
You know what's funny? Dude, like, we had, in the Marine Corps, we had people, you know, Munkle was, like, somebody's name, because that was how he started stories. My uncle.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Munkle. One time, Munkle. You know, that was Munkle. He was from West Virginia. Fucking cool. I say was no longer here with us, but, Munkled out.
So, you know? True. He's but probably yeah. shitty, but it's
alright. Nah, right. I'm just kidding. Shit. He was a fucking cool ass cat.
We used to be riding in the motorhome up to the mountains and shit. My dad would have the windows up, we'd AC blast, and all of a sudden he'd be like, "Did you fart?" And he would wait. Now that I'm fucking 32,
yeah.
I'm like, this.
Yeah, right.
So he's eight fart and eight fart.
He fart. He'd wait till he done smelled it, don't smell it no more, and he'd be like,
"Did you do
that? Did you fart?" I'd be like, oh yeah. God, no, what
because
the
that's
fuck?
Your setup. You and smell be, it. You go, the first thing you do.
He'd go, he'd be like, "Liam, did you fart?" Yelling at the back of the motorhome. And Liam's like, "No." What? And he's got his head out the window. My dad'd be like, "Oh, must have been me."
I was like, y'all ever go down on, I don't know if it's still to this day.
Never forget
but
that.
I went to a few boys and girls club growing up. Obviously, the one on Hilton Head. You ever pass by there and you smell the rotten egg smell? It's a very thing that I've smelled for past fucking 20 years of my life.
Takes me back to my childhood.
I'm just saying, it's the only, and I'm not saying, it's not even a boys and girls club.
Did I just pluff mud you?
It's not even the boys and girls club, it's just down Gumtree when you pass that area. I mean, boys and girls club is still another 100 yards in
there. Smells like dad farts down
there. It's fucking bad. I just don't get what it is, and it's always been like that. I don't know if it's like sulfur.
So we used to drive to my family's house in Chillicothe.
That's that Boys and Girls Club, Gumtree. Check it out. It smells like rotten eggs.
The paper mill. The paper mill
smells. Oh, that's fucking nasty. The Savannah. I mean, do they still do it? Because I remember.
Nah, Georgetown. Cuz when I lived in Merle's Inlet.
Yeah,
I had to go down there to get my truck worked on.
Is that where it is?
Dude. It's just you can tell which way the wind's blowing.
Yo, I also don't
how
get
the weather's gonna.
Wait. Why does paper stink?
They you have the fucking nerve to decorate for Christmas through Georgetown. Oh, I'm like, bitches, it still smell like Christmas.
It still smells like shit. Listen, throwing sugar on shit don't make it a brownie,
don't make
Georgetown.
Brownie at all.
And that's bad. A fact.
It's bad right
that's
now.
That's a fact.
But you know, the Mead Factory was. It was in Chillicothe.
That's
but
fucking
like,
nasty, Billy.
Downtown. Downtown, they did the stuff. They didn't do it on
and
the
that
bridge.
Sounds
where
really
the
weird.
Yeah,
it
was on shit.
On the headphones.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You should be doing ASMR shit.
Is that Dr. Pepper and
like,
fucking?
You gotta,
what is that? What did you say?
ASMR.
ASMR.
Yeah.
That's what the shit I was talking about.
That's pretty good. Slow, not gonna lie.
On the last show.
Watch everybody be quiet. Everybody be quiet.
That's what this is.
I can dig that. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like
What are you doing, Dallas?
That shit.
That's ASMR.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about on the last show. There's people that pay money for like an hour long of somebody slurping this.
It's also visual too. It's visual and audio.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna try this.
Like the microphone has ears and like you whisper into the
what?
Y'all.
The microphone has ears.
That's like, I know what you're talking about. It's a weird show.
The microphone is an ear.
Yeah, so like that,
it looks
you?
Like an ear?
Yeah. So
okay.
when you
okay.
whisper
it's
into something. It.
It's like you're talking to somebody. But...
Yeah, and like so the people are paying to hear people whispering into their ear.
Oh,
yeah.
That's how fucking people think.
White people are fucking weird.
Dude, so Apex, so I play a game called Apex Legends, right? You know, there's Apex back. So all these games nowadays, like Fortnite, Apex, these are free games that you get.
They gotta pay for a whole bunch.
But you pay for cosmetics. You don't pay to get better at the game. Nothing makes you change or get better at the game. It's simply how you look or how your gun looks or all this stuff.
Wait, though. When 15 million little kids are like,
no, I'm not.
Fucking default ass bitch. Like, every time.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Let me go buy a fucking.
I'm just saying, yes. But none of it is, you're not getting a better sight. You're not getting a better gun. You all have the same changes as every other person.
But it's geared towards the kids.
So, yeah. I'm just saying. So, this dude, this is a streamer. This guy literally sends him $500 and he's like, you got $500. He's like, here's $500. He's like, but you can only spend on Apex packs, which literally just gives you three fucking cosmetic items. So this dude makes a whole 25-minute long video of him opening up and check this out. So $500 and one Apex pack is 100. So there'll be
What's in them?
It'd be a dollar. It's a skin.
Bullshit.
It's all like I said. Nothing can. Yes, nothing can make your game better in these games. You cannot. No. There's nothing that will make you better.
Cheater print for your laser cannon.
All just how shit looks.
It's not like on 2K where your shoes make you jump a little bit.
Yeah. No. There's no stats. There's none of that.
It just makes your cheater print.
You just look cooler. You just look like more of a badass.
When you pick up a shotgun and test cheater print
on the vanity. Of
vanity. Dude, vanity is a beautiful word to use for
content, man.
What's crazy that people can spend, and then this dude, so he sends him the $500, watches the video.
I almost choked my son. He stole him, like $100 from me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I remember.
I'm the kind of guy, so like, I do play Apex, and I played it, we're in the end of season two. The very beginning of it, you can buy, you buy your 1,000 coins, which is $10, and you get the pass. And if you finish the pass, you get another 1,000 points, so you never have to buy it. So I've only spent $10, and I've got everything for the first two battle passes. But there's motherfuckers spending over thousands just to buy shit that literally just makes you look cool. It's insane to me that, like, also, like, how much money do some people have that you have nothing better to do than give a streamer that you watch to buy cosmetic items for a video game? Those he literally gave us $800 at the end of the shit.
I want to see you in leopard.
That's how they're making money.
Yes.
We're going to buy this
I got a leopard print skin. Like, it's not hard to get, bro. You don't got to spend so much money. It's just crazy. I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand why rich
people... But you play the game.
The game is amazing. The game it's an that amazing
I
play game.
On PlayStation, I tried to spend quite
like I said, it's just a cosmetics. The people that are going to spend, like but I said, I pay $10 for the game.
Complete nerd, though.
But I'm buying stuff that's helping me with stats and everything.
Like I, that's different.
Also,
and I
also
that.
Believe, like, a little nerd. Bit of you grows
nerd.
In that game.
Yes.
Like, I was a really big World of Warcraft guy,
too. But you're still the same size here.
And I will still guarantee that's the best game ever created.
He's like, I'm a level 72 barbarian now.
Classic just came out. That could have been something we talked about. Do you know about this? Have you played World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Okay. Classic just came out.
Dude, I robo-tripped and we...
Will you listen to me?
LARPed before LARPing was a thing.
Yeah, fuck LARPing. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about playing the game. I'm just saying, they just, listen to me, they just released Classic version. So, World of Warcraft, they have service of World of Warcraft.
I've never played
it. It's like I said,
I was not a big fan.
And on,
it's
the best game ever created.
I know what you're talking about. Tell me about the Classic.
What I'm saying is that
little white boy trying to stuff a controller up.
Yeah, don't talk about that. Well, that's so you understand how good of a game it would be, though.
You ever heard of Leroy Jenkins?
Leroy Jenkins! Listen to me.
The greatest fuck up. He's worse than me, man.
So they're at like what? They're like the eighth generation of the World of Warcraft. Like, so
it's
they finally. It's been 15 years. It's been 2002 or it's about whatever it is. Fucking a few years. It's been a minute. So they just released Classic. So
where's your World of Warcraft tattoo?
Maybe I'll have to get one. I don't know.
Sounds like it.
But listen, what I'm trying to say is, when you play the game, it's an online game. So as the expansions come out, you don't have a choice but to continue. So you know what I'm saying?
No, you cannot play it. I've never continued.
What I'm saying is that you get. What I'm saying is that once you get level 60, you've got
to
buy expansions. But it also doesn't change what's going on in your game.
Yeah.
Yes. You have to continue with the game to go on. So anyway, what they did was is they just now they released the initial version that came out 20 years ago, and let that be a server. So now you can completely restart from the very beginning at the first generation vanilla WoW. There is nothing after level 60. They're at 100, level 20 now, 120.
Basically, what you're telling me is like iPhone went all the way to 11, and then they were like,
no.
Hey, here's the first one. Here's the first one.
I understand how that sounds. I understand how that sounds, but no.
Take away your headphones.
The world, dude, so many people playing this game have been wanting to do this for so long. They get on private servers. There's like companies that make fake servers that you can play the game because all you got to do is download it.
Because they want to start fresh.
Yes. And it's not even starting fresh. It's the way the game works. As patches come out, it changes other things within the game, whether you're in the beginning or not.
Used to be
Owen's cute. Mom. Not used
she
to
had
be.
A character that was worth
no,
like.
Hold on, I still play. No, she still does. No, I talked to Owens. I talked to Owens. Actually, saw Owens at a Hinchy's like a week ago. Talked to him about
Owens. Nurse Nancy.
Nurse
Nancy.
Miss Warren.
Miss Warren.
This was my 7th grade science teacher. If you want to know that, she was my science teacher.
Hey, look who's on.
She no, her character. Nancy. She's got a fucking character that's like 15 grand.
Yeah, no, it's way more than that.
She's been playing for so long that she's fucking yes, that. And that's a game character. Yes, it's not a joke. Like it's real shit. Like, she's if you play like
college money in this,
it's thing, like, dude. No, dude, not, she, my best friend, dude, it's only $15 a month. She probably has to make shit on it. You don't, it's also no, another
I'm about spent money.
It's like, she no, that's money that year.
That's can money she can get for her character. She can, someone says 15
equity,
give you the character.
She could sell off all her gear and all
there's
her
time equity.
Her character, you sell the whole thing, you sell the character and all the shit.
There's time equity in that shit, dude. My buddy used to,
yeah, I guess you agree. You can always have an 80 level.
We would go over and have land parties at his house. And we would help him grind his other characters.
Yeah, man. World of Warcraft is literally, I mean,
like, he would have four characters
set up. It's the best game ever made.
And he'd be like, wow. Dude, he'd be like, log in as this guy. Log in as this guy. Log in as this guy. Let's go. All on me. And we would just power level his dudes.
You guys are so serious about this, you didn't catch my shit.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, wow, I got it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying, it's just crazy.
I don't know, you might not have been, I don't know, are you old enough?
So the enchantments that I have.
Were you talking about land parties? Yes, man, I know fucking land parties. This dude,
if you were to
I didn't even play actual.
I feel like you guys just brought this game up, and now people that are like into this game are like,
it's the biggest game probably in history, so I mean.
Yes, we are talking about.
It makes sense.
That's one of the top MMOs.
What do you mean, man? Dude, it's the biggest game ever in the history of life.
We had to have a WoW intervention. I don't know.
You might think that because you're a homer, but.
Bro, we had to have a WoW intervention for my buddy. Straight up. We all sat him down.
Yeah, there's a trade addiction.
Was there meth involved?
No, but it was Monster and Red Bulls.
No, what was that? South Park? Chasing the Dragon?
It was the heroin one. It was the heroin.
That's heroin, for sure.
But that's what the games are. It turns people into that. I watched my son have a freaking addictive moment to that game, like that Fortnite shit.
Oh god, yeah. I'm really thankful that I'm not.
Now he's bad mouthing it like one of those punk kids that like just smokes cigarettes and drinks coffee.
He's like, Pogs aren't cool anymore.
Right. I'm like, bro, you loved that game. Don't forget that. Because it's just as dumb as all
Don't forget
other
that
games.
Game was good to you.
It's the same shit.
I miss Snowrunner.
This nigga Sly, though, he was like, hey, he's like, Dad. I got the Xbox Game Pass and Madden is free for the next 3 days. You come over and play.
Back to the World of Warcraft thing.
I'm like, you can't sell me the dream, bro. When I can afford the game, I'll buy it. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and take it.
As the beginning of 2014, 100 million people. 100 million people were playing the game. Have played the game. As of May 7th, which is my birthday, 2015. So 7 million are active subscriptions, but 100 million people have created accounts.
So there's
accounts.
7 million people, which is like...
100 people have made accounts, is what I'm saying. 100
million people
have done accounts. Which means they paid money and bought in the game.
Yeah.
But only 7 million people are actually playing consistently.
It's like that.
It's a lot of people, man. That's a third of America. We're only like 350 million people.
Look up Neverwinter. Neverwinter's pretty close
Wonderful.
To that,
but what I'm saying is, you think about... the disparity between 100 million versus 7 million.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's a lot. I'm just saying how many people bought the game. That's
93 million people.
Neverwinter is only 23,000.
What? Active players?
And Neverwinter had a population of about 23,000 at last count.
What?
23,000. Says right here.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, but that's not 7 million.
No, no.
That's a big fucking difference.
No, that means Billy's a lame.
My phone is.
That means Billy's a lame and he can't comprehend it. 23,000
is a third of the city. That we live in.
Yeah, that's like, that's a third of Hilton.
Cost, so the game
actually,
play,
well, locally, we're about a 35,000 population.
If you were to buy them outright,
I was always known as about 35 locally on the island, and then when
60 permit.
And then when people come in, it gets up 100, 110. That's for 60 tourist
permit. And if you
Neverwinter player count 2019,
all you gotta do is look.
I see you read.
Only 2,000 now, so I don't know if you were.
Oh, the new mod, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, hold on.
Yeah.
2018.
Dun, dun, dun.
It says 18 million here.
Yeah.
But I think that's how many people have made accounts. Well, I think that's the same possible. Well, that's the same as the 100 million.
They dropped a ban hammer on a bunch of people for using this glitch. And like moderators and
look at Reed. Reed's about to go grind his warlock. Get it? What you got? An undead? What you doing? You horde? You alliance? What are you doing over there?
What you doing over there?
PUBG. Fuck PUBG and Fortnite.
Listen, when I was in high school,
I've never watched a PUBG.
I've never watched PUBG. I played Fortnite and
Fortnite sucks.
Comparatively, Apex is so much more of a pleasant
fucking
Apex gaming.
Shit.
No, it's not. I mean, it's one first person. There's no.
I play War Thunder. Yeah. I fly planes
without the building.
Yes, it's no building. Which fuck that. You can the maneuverability. It's a truth.
I play like Madness shit, and I play.
Yeah,
like,
fuck sports games. Dude.
I play.
Fucking go play sports, man. I can't go out and kill people, bro.
I'm 40 years old. I can't play sports no more.
I play War Thunder.
Touche.
Got me there, bro.
So you go play some.
Like that's why none of us are playing Rock Band. You know what I'm saying?
No, we're good. We do that.
I do that every Wednesday, bro.
But no, I mean at the same time, like I do play Call of Duty. Like I'm still like
I would rather play Call of Duty at those games.
But no, but see the difference between Call of Duty. Remember, but when you play Call of Duty, like you shoot someone a few times and they're just dead. It's not fucking that simple. Like you just play them and it's just that. Like Apex is so much of a strategy. You got a three fucking team. You got to make sure you have every person has a class. You know what you can do, how you can do it. You've got someone that can shoot zip lines up on buildings. You got someone that can make electric traps. You have someone that can heal you. You have someone.
It sounds like Call of Duty with a whole bunch of extra steps.
It sounds like actually a fun.
It sounds like Call of Duty with planning.
Let's just go.
Yes, no. It sounds like actually making a legit game.
It's not real life.
Call of Duty's just running out and do you die or do you not? That's what Call of Duty is. There's no like tactical. There's no tactical
thing. I feel like.
Real War is not like, that. Real War was sitting in trenches for fucking months in World War II. Like, you're planning to survive. The goal is to win.
No.
Hey, World War II was like 100 years ago.
World War II was driving to the beach of the fucking
Normandy. Yes, I know what happened. That's not what happened either. That's not what happened. They fucking that was the Germans going.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they got.
You're telling me that Call of Duty is not like, hey, you need a bazooka, you need a sniper rifle.
No, it's not.
You run out and you shoot shit for no reason. That's what I'm saying.
Shoot the other people that are.
I'm saying Apex is like, yes, you plan, you make sure you got your shit, you know what you're doing, you talk to your team.
So you can't clan up in Call of Duty and be like, all right, guys, here's what we're doing.
If you're not a
thing, also there's only
what you're saying.
Also, Call of Duty is only full teams or one team. It's not a three-person team.
But
I don't get down with that shit. I play War Thunder. I fly planes.
They have 3v3.
World War II planes.
Yeah. They got 5v5.
I like Battlefield is much better.
Battlefield's cool.
Battlefield's much better than Call of Duty if you want to get
ridiculous because Star Wars shit I love. 5 miles away.
Battlefront?
This Battlefront Star Wars shit? I love that shit.
I played the first two.
That makes it like.
There's just so much mayhem going on.
Yeah,
it's great. Like 50 versus 50.
Lasers and shit. Niggas are fucking
crazy. Nerd alert.
Oh, yeah, here we are.
Nerd alert.
It's just a bunch of like guys between 20 and 40 that are.
We didn't make it.
I was trying to. I thought it was going to be more like.
Nerds never die.
I thought it was going to be closer.
That's a 20 year gap, bro.
Wait, we got one.
But this is the nerd years.
How old are you, D?
40. I just said that like 40 times.
I thought you were rounding.
No.
That happens.
Just did this, nigga. 40.
Yeah, what?
Well, then we got
42,
2,
41?
3, and 4.
Yeah.
Nerd alert. It's the new white.
Yeah, generation. The new chill. The new white. I don't know.
Can we make a different color of the new white? That would be awesome.
I would honestly at this point, I'd rather be anything than white.
I wasn't talking racial.
Is orange the new white?
I really wasn't talking racial. I hate that it went there.
I had to drum in with you.
I hate it went there. I wasn't going
you
racial.
White people.
It doesn't matter.
What's up, Goomba?
What's up, BB?
That's Goomba.
You call him Goomba?
Oh, the Goomba.
You know Goomba's, yeah. Goomba's my Goomba.
It's fucking Mario, the little mushroom.
He's the mushroom, but Goomba's my character that he uses.
Robbie's the shell thing.
He's shell. Turtle. What is he?
And
shit.
Brandon's the Goomba. Goomba. You don't remember the meme I made of him?
Do, do, do,
no,
do,
I don't. Do, do, do. What did you say? He was?
Relive
a Goomba meme.
Not of BB, but fucking
Robbie.
Yeah,
the turtles.
Robbie's the turtle.
What kind of turtle? Which
Mario,
one?
The
like the old school
got
turtles.
Wings,
yeah. No, I'm thinking of like new shit. I'm like, what turtle? Like you talking about fucking like Koopa? Yoshi? Like what are you talking
turtles.
About? Yeah, like,
they're all the same at every fucking Mario.
I'm talking about like new age shit where there's three dimensionals. There's a bunch
there's
of fucking
still a
turtles.
Turtle.
Bowser's a fucking turtle, bro.
Yeah, those are the.
Yes. You're talking about the bad. Yes,
he would have said Bowser if he meant Bowser.
We got Bowser. You got Koopa Kid. You got fucking. There's a bunch of turtles. That's all I'm saying.
But they're all.
You're talking about like 80s turtles.
No, there's still
also the mushroom. Koopa Troopas.
So you're Koopa telling Troopa. Me that there are no turtles in Mario Galaxy?
I haven't played Galaxy. You're talking about these little simple-ass turtles I'm playing? No, I didn't know they did that.
I'm about to help you.
I've got Mario Kart and Mario Party.
There's shells in Mario Kart, dude?
Yeah.
Oh,
but those are
they're about to release.
Koopa shell.
Koopa
shell's got
spikes. I understand. It's a green fucking turtle. I get it. I was just asking specific calories, bro.
Check this out. They're about to release Mario Kart for mobile apps.
Yeah, has it happened yet? I've seen it.
Fuck with me.
That's going to be a really big thing.
Nintendo.
It's going to be a big deal.
Can you race your friends?
Yeah, it's going
to be. No, it's a whole. It's a legit. It's Mario Kart. Get your friends, play with them, play against other people live. It's a real legit.
This one's going to be like more like shots.
Shit. Yeah, that's. You got more liquor in there.
You're out of.
There's no more Trulies.
All right, so for anybody who cares, that's watching that cares, Buccaneers are up 10-6, and we got a
there you go, 20 Christina, great idea. Halftime. Mario VR, Mario Kart VR would be the shit.
But then hell yeah, Virtual Boy. Been there, done that.
Virtual, did you really just drop Virtual Boy?
Dog.
God, that was so awful back in the day. But it awesome.
Dude, wait. I played the virtual. That was awful now. Don't you talk like that. It was awful.
What was the game?
It's awful now.
It was
back in the day.
Coachella.
No.
The life
back in the day, that shit was hard as fuck.
What was it called? The dude's name, you know? And he you live for literally his whole life, and then you come out of the VR.
Roy.
Roy, they have a VR Roy game. There's literally a Roy game. I don't know what
that's.
I doubt it's like a Sims. I don't know what it could be, but there's a Rick and Morty actual Roy game.
This is what I lived on base too.
And he got every.
I'm assuming the real one kid had the. If in reality it's how it's supposed to be, I had the Sims, I guess. But like even then, like can't last that long. Like
we need a podcast stick.
Yeah, is that? Yeah, I agree. That could be cool.
Game Gear was.
At this point, we're not even really having discussions. We're just talking some shit.
No, you guys are having bro moments, and it's cool. It's on.
Oh,
it's
recorded. I love
it. Is that happening? Yeah,
I talk to Dallas all the time. I drive this nigga to and fro.
Yeah,
we have it.
Before Tina was cool, Tina 2.0. I used to listen to all that shit every day when we would. We'd be going to Charlotte every 2 weeks and 4 hours of listening to.
Bitch, I swear to God, I'm driving the fucking
shit. Just take the money, how much you want.
What the fuck?
And I'd always have to be like, in case shit went down, I was like the person could have been talked to make sure that it wasn't that way. Like, and you could tell that was the thing, because Tina would be like, Dallas is there. She'd be like, okay.
Yeah, she would change.
Yeah.
That's dude. Ashley never changed. Ashley will stab Billy and you in the same fucking set.
Yo.
Fuck you both. Ow.
Yo, I have been dead ass asleep and gotten blown up by Ashley talking about, is Billy with you? I know that motherfucker's with you, Buck. Just fucking tell me. I'm like, Ashley.
Me and Billy.
I gotta be at work. Like, I gotta wake up.
She
in
calling
2 hours.
Me now, nigga. You gotta go home.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck the worst. The best.
I'm not gonna talk to her, but.
The best. It was still early.
You can't be at my house no more.
It was still early, and it wasn't.
Please go home.
It wasn't past switching hour.
I ain't never doing anything wrong.
No, I'm like. You gotta Billy, go home now, though, because I'm not dealing with this.
I'm standing there talking to Billy and Frank.
The outside one is open.
And
oh, yeah, I left it open.
I'm standing there talking to Billy and Frank, and my phone goes off, and I'm like, yo, dog, Satan is blowing me up.
Here it comes.
And Billy's like, oh, shit.
Tyro's Tico.
Hold on. And Frank goes, wait a minute. You really call her that?
Y'all clearly must have your shit way loud.
No, it's you. You're hollering.
Just fucking no, I'm saying, like, y'all hear that aggressively? Because I can hear it, but it ain't that bad.
From here to there.
Yeah, I also have fucking headphones in. But, like, it should be the same.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, God. Damn. Yeah. That's me. Yeah, you can put it back up.
Was that you turning it up?
Oh, that's me. That's fucking
you hear
me.
Now?
Yeah.
Kid, you hear us.
But it's Dallas. Like, why do you need to be...
That's sensitive. It's a fucking... condenser mic. It's picking up
what
everything.
I'm just saying, like, where I was at, where we were talking was totally acceptable. There's just no reason to be
I had to turn this all down
you
because
always
you were,
feel like you're totally
you got
totally
loud there.
Well, exactly. Now I'm terrified to raise my voice. That's what I'm saying.
Now you're terrified. I need a safe
dude,
place.
We are talking.
I thought Brandon got hacked.
Brandon, I like penis. Well, yeah, because Robbie's your girlfriend.
Wow.
Oh, I love you, BB.
And Beat coming out publicly on the What the Buck show.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. Hey, man, listen.
Congratulations.
Listen, Beat, we still
long
love
peons.
You. We still love you, man. We look at you the same.
Long peons. Your autocorrect doesn't understand that you're a faggot.
Yeah, right.
So
and
do
I
need to make like a dickhead?
He must be drunk. He's trying.
We still love you, dude, even though you suck cocks.
I should put a little mushroom head.
What do you want, Christina? What do you want to talk about?
Next topic.
Everyone that's not part of the show always wants to run the show.
Next topic is about Christina Anders. Andres.
I could say some shit, to be honest, but... No, actually, I'll talk about it right now. What's up, Bouncer Chris? Big white Chris.
He's a bouncer.
He was a bouncer. I thought he was just a racist. He used to be. Yes, that's what I'm getting to.
I don't know who
when he was at Cool Cats and he yelled about the dude being a nigger or whatever. That was because that dude was fucking hitting on. Well, that's what he said. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what he said. Yeah. And that's because the dude was hitting on Christina, which he was dating at the time. So bring that out. And that's when Cliff and whoever came out, everyone pretty much came out and said, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, he was bouncing. You're fired. Get the fuck out of here. Leave. No, we don't tolerate that shit.
It's hard being racist.
Yeah, it is. It should be. Fucking, I hope it is. Extra work. God damn.
Drink one of your sweet waters there, Doc?
Well, I'm out.
Apparently, we're out of the...
We're out of the Trulies, but I think we're out of time, too.
It's all you got is Buckleberry juice.
Dr. Pepper.
Hold on. Dr. Pepper's gone, ain't it?
Apparently, my little brother wrote that on Brandon's, but we all know you're lying.
Yeah, that was with. Fuck y'all. Oh my god. Laugh my ass off.
Before we go, just because I am a salty ass leprechaun, I do want to call a couple people out for being fucks.
Oh.
This seems to be my favorite part of the show.
We're going to throw him under the shade tree. That's what's happening right now.
Brodsky.
It's the broccoli tree. That's what creates the shade.
Oh, we're talking about the twins.
These twins.
Oh, right, the wrong shit.
What's their names? Esteban and Carlos.
Esteban.
Rosa Mendez.
Esteban.
Brothers.
Mendez. Fuck you guys. 19-year-old fucking 20-year-old twins. Fuck you guys.
Aggressive.
All right. No, it's super aggressive, man.
Well, come on, take
people,
it.
People going...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Shit it out.
Yeah, they sat there and they were breaking and entering, robbing cars.
Let
them
know.
Everybody's on evacuation, man.
I'm saying you gotta let them know. Let them know.
I'm letting them know. I'm letting everybody know.
Well, you can't just say that. I mean, there's gotta be some more information than this.
There's just more information to this. Do something, you know?
Talk about it.
Multiple warrants.
What do we got? Multiple warrants on what? What do we got?
They both drive 2020 black Toyota Corollas.
They have double the same cars or is it one car? Is it one car that they both drive together, or is this?
I can tell that.
Drive the same exact model car, color, and everything. That sounds strange.
Either way, I feel like you're trying to make light of a looting situation.
I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm trying to ask you, what the fuck did they actually do? All you said is broken into cars.
They
what
were looting do? While we were. Everybody was on hurricane.
Yes, we can talk about that. But that's all we know.
Looting,
we're talking about cars.
Vehicles.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying,
they're breaking into cars and taking people's shit.
Eric
well, they
Stork
were running from her
Derek sleeping.
Two counts
style.
Of breaking a motor vehicle, two counts
what
of bleeding under state emergency, and two counts of
not yet.
Larceny.
I
that's
just,
it, though. Yeah, so there's
they're
no
not going to break into my car, because my car's a piece of shit.
It's also always unlocked.
I don't give a fuck. I park in the Mexican neighborhoods and do all that shit. Like,
I mean, it's
my car's fine. Like,
I'm not worried. It's not even about a Mexican
I got
white.
I 2000 Toyota Sienna. If you want to break in, and I got full coverage on that bitch. And I got renter's insurance on my shit, so go ahead, break take as much as you want. I'll take a check, flip it, do what I gotta do. Whatever.
Like, I don't know what you're gonna take besides, like,
I ain't never been there
before. Like, $4 bills and some, like, cigarette butts.
Yeah,
like,
good. Like,
that's actually a lie. I've got my whole drum set in my car.
It took my whole life.
Like, I guess my point is, these motherfuckers try to take advantage of people.
It's shitty, yes.
Yeah, that's what America
in a serious
is
time.
About.
And
like I said, we have
an
asshole
back to the
problem right now.
And not
now.
Even that, though, but check this out.
Not with people running with their tail
in this area,
legs.
Though, too.
Come on, man. You're an asshole,
I'm just
dog.
Saying, in this area, it's the
he's
same thing,
asshole.
Too.
Right.
They're not hard. They're not.
That's what I'm trying to say. There is such entitlement
because
so many people have so much money through their family and parents which they don't get.
That's
obviously, you're not going to get it when you're 14, 15, which they actually probably don't. But you feel like you should have
probably thought they were hard. These guys are some.
And that's the point.
Oh man,
that's
everybody thinks they're hard nowadays.
That's the point.
It's weird. No one.
It is.
I have not heard anyone say, "Yeah, man, I really can't fight." So like, chill. Like no, everyone.
Right?
Thinks,
you better be fucking. No. You're ready to be down. I mean, shit.
I mean, like that's a. I've
usually
heard
just run
say,
away.
Yeah, but that's not hard either. But like,
no.
Everybody acts hard. Like, oh, well,
oh, you'll do it. That was like the video. I just saw a video today. This it's like outside of a bus. This dude, like a cop's got this one kid restrained. And this other kid's like looking at the cop, like about to fight the cop, I guess. But what he does is goes to take his shirt off, which one is like, what? So as he's taking his shirt off, his partner comes and tackles him, like, as he's, like, halfway through it.
Busts but it's ass. Like, because it looks like you're reaching for a fucking pistol.
No, he tackles him because he's got his shirt over his head. He knows what's going on.
You can't fight.
But it's exactly, you're taking your shirt off to go try to punch a cop. You're like 16. Like, no, that's just you. Like, so everyone that sees you thinks you're hard.
Hey, I knew a kid in high school that was shirt down to his boxers every time he got into a fight.
That's a great, though. Take, dude, it's not even your boxers.
To grab onto.
Right here.
Slither away.
If you want to be serious,
body and voice Gracie. Like,
what I'm saying is, fighting school. Dog. You the way you started fighting is you take everything off and you start slinging your dick at the dude. And they're not going to want to fight then. They're going to run. That's how you win.
That would be fun.
That's real shit. I've seen that shit.
Bro, I've started many fights because I'm a little dude. All my friends are bigger than
me.
That's
what little guys
do. Buck, we need free rec.
I've been there.
Buck, we need free rec. Go hit that guy.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go hit that guy.
That's me.
I've been there. What are we doing? Pausing for a break?
It's probably about close.
It's about that time.
Yeah. Closing comments, fellas.
Tarps
keep
off.
Pounding.
What the fuck?
I'm ready to keep watching this game.
Are they winning?
I mean,
no.
They're probably still.
Are they losing to Tampa Bay?
Please. I've been watching.
Me they're losing to Tampa Bay, so I can just crush this pounding.
No.
What's this is probably score? Still touching Peter. So
is it still 3-3?
They got old Peter touch.
What's the score?
It's definitely not 3-3.
27.
Come on, you can do it.
10-9, halftime.
Jesus Christ.
Bucks.
What are they doing?
Damn.
Is that a volleyball? Or are they
I was like, wait, what? How do we rack up that?
Get a volleyball score.
But you know what?
They're doing all their little bullshits along the way.
I'll never drop my flag. I've been a Panthers fan for life.
So maybe.
It depends. I'm just saying, if it was war, though, you probably should drop your flag.
I don't care if 20 years from now, I'm considered a Bills fan now.
Oh yeah,
I'm still gonna ride hard.
Movement. You did a good thing. I mean, you were born almost the same time as that team was born.
Can you give us one of those
dead ass? The fuck. I mean, I'll take that.
So
whatever.
I've been a Carolina fan ish, but like
they're. I remember those two teams came out. Jaguars,
and yeah, I remember that too. You know.
Yeah. So who's done what though?
I mean, they both made the playoffs.
He means.
The Super Bowls have been going. They lost them. But
where the Jags been in the Super Bowl? What?
No, I'm talking about y'all.
Panthers
went.
I'm talking about yeah. Billy made a point about the Jags.
Eagles to make it to
which
lose to the Patriots.
Big cats. Do you hear? Think about when you hear big cats. That's the point I'm trying to make against Billy.
Oh.
Fuck the Jaguars.
I don't like the Jaguars.
Although they got a pool in their stadium, though. That shit's kind of sick.
Got me on the pool, man. Got me on the pool. Sick.
Yeah, did.
There's a pool in the stadium.
Can you give us one of the Panther meows? Stars?
A Panther meow.
A meow?
Let me hear your pussy purr means. There, Panther. Simba.
That was great. Simba. Just can't wait to be king.
There it is.
All right, Dallas, you want to send us out with a pretty sick What the Buck, Mr. Drummer Boy?
Oh, are we just done? We're over it?
I mean, we end.
All right, look, guys, we did the best we could. Nice to see you. I'm your host, not your host, your special host, Dallas Ackman. This is What the Buck. Fuck you.
Thanks for tuning in. If you guys want to check out a video portion of our shows, you can do so by going to facebook.com/whatthebuck. You can also check out some cool material on YouTube.
Leave some feedback or just say what's up. We hope you laughed with us or at us. Doesn't matter. Share with your friends and look for more What the Buck on all social media platforms.